Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Give me a T. Give me a E. Give me a T. T-Y.
I'm petty all the time.
All right, Kid Nation. We want you to give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
Tell us that pity thing that you have done. 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Now, there's a thin line between petty and just plain out mean. Petty's funny and lighthearted.
Yes, hopefully you're on that side of the line.
Mean gets you arrested. That's the difference right there.
True.
Got a couple here on the text.
All right.
And a lot of these come from relationships, I've noticed.
Sure.
A lot of us are very petty when it comes to being in a relationship.
That's the thing. I haven't had petty in a long time. I've been pretty chill. Now I'm wondering if petty's going to start.
Oh, it'll happen eventually, Jenna. All good relationships have the petty. Like this one. My boyfriend refuses to cut his toenails regularly, which grow obnoxiously fast. It's incredibly gross, and I hate it. However, he tells me that his feet are sexy. So, I posted an ad with his number on social media from an anonymous source requesting to share foot pictures with others. His phone blew up all day with requests to see his beautiful feet with strong nails.
Oh.
Wow.
That's kind of petty.
What if he likes that? What if he likes that community now?
Yeah. What if he finds another beautiful woman with long talons?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Long talons, strong talons. Let's go to the phone. Allison, how are you doing?
I'm great. How are y'all this morning?
Doing
good.
Awesome. Now, your pettiness involves your boyfriend because he's like most guys and doesn't clean up after himself, right?
We share a sink.
Uh-huh.
And I plus to kiss his mouth, so I've just got to say that. So whenever he doesn't shave his face, whenever he shaves his facial hair and doesn't clean up the sink properly, because that's the one thing, put the cap back on the toothpaste and clean the sink.
Right.
That's all I ask you to do in the bathroom.
Yep.
Yeah.
I like to take his toothbrush and where there's a big pile of hair in the sink, and I place it face up. Bristles are not touching
uh-huh.
sink, and stick his toothbrush in his own facial hair.
Yeah. That'll teach him.
And we have a saying in our house when one of us is being petty, because we've been dating for 10 years and the jokes go back and forth, and man, petty spaghetti's out, so he'll just call me or text me and be like, you must be craving spaghetti for dinner. And I know the message was received.
Good.
Do you do anything though like that he does petty back to you because it's something you keep doing?
We don't do anything vicious. It's always just playful and joking. And that's actually like the worst of what we do to each other is me putting his toothbrush face up in a sink that I know that I've properly sanitized.
Uh-huh.
And it's just his facial hair on it. So in reality,
yeah.
If you can pick crumbs out of your own facial hair, it should be able to go and buy your toothbrush, right?
Exactly. Solid point.
Yeah.
I like that. Hey, she's trying to get him.
It's pretty. Yeah.
I get it. Clean that sink. Thank you, Allison.
You're like, why wouldn't he just do it? It's like men just, it's like, we don't want to be told what to do.
It becomes like a badge
just
of honor.
Just do it.
Yeah.
And you'll ask us, girls, are you trying to make me mad? No. We don't want to make you mad. We want to be clean. It's not in our DNA.
No, sometimes we just don't want to, like Kelly said, we don't want to do it because they ask so much. I don't know what it is.
Got to get a double sink.
Yeah. Got to get that double sink. That helps out.
Here's something from the text from Will, who says that he was a victim of pettiness. A fast food place would always forget my sauce. And you know that does suck when you get home and have no sauce.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Last time I went, I kindly reminded them to give me my sauce. They gave me a bag full of sauce packets. Then I realized there was no food in it, so I had to go through the drive-thru again to get my food.
Will.
That's funny.
Hey, Carla.
Hey.
Welcome to Petty Monday. What'd you do?
Well, I've been dating this guy for a while, and he ended up getting a job in another state and didn't tell me, and he just expected us to move together. So we ended up breaking up, and, you know, you try to make it amicable, and you try to be nice, but, you know, the pettiness just sometimes just takes over you. So he was really into sports, like really big into sports. And he was the kind of guy that did his research choosing his fantasy football team. So his team made it to the playoffs, and this was around the time that we had broken up.
Yeah.
So what I did was, you know, how can I make him mad without like doing something big? So what I did is I logged into his ESPN account right before his team logged for the playoffs, and I dropped all of his team.
Oh!
I think I loved his defense, so I gave him something.
But I ended up dropping all of his team, and I was looking on his Twitter, and he was, like, tweeting at the ESPN, like, Twitter account, saying something's wrong with my team, blah, 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 blah. And I ended up texting him, and I was like, hey, how's your team doing, LOL?
Oh, wow, Carla.
He was pretty upset. There was money involved in the league. It was just his friends. It's not like, you know... Yeah. It's not that important. It's just a fantasy team.
To him, it was very important.
Like
you got
him. Like you said, JC, there's a fine line between petty and just almost cray.
Man, she dropped the players, and you know all his boys in that league picked them all up.
Oh, man.
And I guarantee you they didn't give him back any, because it was a playoff, so he lost. So. No, oh, man, Carla. Well played.
Their relationship survived that.
Well, they were broken up.
But I mean, if you got in a fight with Kenzie,
uh-huh. And she did that.
I mean, you're married with kids and stuff.
Yeah, we're married.
If we're still in a relationship
and Kenzie did what Carla did, I mean, I wouldn't break up with her, but I would be so sad.
That's you'd be more than sad. You'd be mad.
Men really do put a lot.
Yeah. We do. We put a lot of time into our fantasy football teams. That's why I stopped playing it, because it was too many hours of investigating and seeing who's going to be hot.
Just cutting into your foot.
Who does what? Yeah, it was cutting into
grounds for a breakup right there.
Maybe. So. Oh, man, she dropped this team.
Well, like you said, they were already broken up.
Yeah. From the text, you guys, I'm so petty that at my apartment complex, I pay for covered parking. But I park my car in an uncovered parking spot because it's a good spot and my neighbors annoy me and I don't want them to have it.
Oh, that is petty.
Yeah, I feel you. If you see that the annoying neighbor pulls up behind you and they're going to get that good spot, I see you taking it.
Yeah.
Parking's the most common petty, I would think, right?
Oh, yeah.
Right. Stealing parking spots.
Always. I like when people work together against bad parking jobs. And they get so petty that they park super close so that the guy can't get into his car.
Yeah.
Luis, how you doing, man?
Yes, sir. What's going on, man?
You're all right. You have some pettiness with your neighbors?
Well, yeah. So, you know, my wife and I decided to build a house that we can flip and make money on. Well, it's in a private subdivision that we also live in. And, well, the neighbors just... When they all turned their back against us and started messaging, you know, us on Facebook, calling us names and just saying that we're, how could we do that to them? And so I, my wife and I got together and we're like, well, we're going to make this house. We're going to go above and beyond and we're going to, this house is going to put their house to shame. And so far we're probably at the second month of the construction process and it's back compared to the neighbors that live next to it.
So they're mad. So
they have to, every day they wake up, they have to walk out of their house and look at this massive new piece of property that's being built in front of them.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, my man.
So they're mad that you beat them to the opportunity to make
money.
To
get the land. Yeah.
Well, no, the thing is they've had this piece of property beside them for a little over 5 years, and they've used it without buying it, you know, so they developed a personal attachment to it.
I see.
And you got it.
The property's always been for sale.
I got it.
Wow. And you got it?
Hey, you just made a business decision.
Yeah, you
got
to make that.
Yeah.
He just made the house a little bit bigger because they're being mean.
Yeah.
So you got petty with it.
I get it.
You're going to be mean to me? I'm going to build a bigger house. That's what I'm going to do.
It may cost me everything, but I'm going to
show you. But I'm going to do it.
I'm going to show you.
All right, let's go to Lindsay. Hi, Lindsay.
Good morning.
Good morning. You were petty with your boyfriend?
I was.
What happened?
So... He decides to set about between 8 to 10 alarms every morning, and they usually start about an hour and a half before I have to wake up for work if we work the same day. Well, some days we don't work the same, and I tell him, hey, let's only set like 2 alarms, otherwise I have to be up. He decided to be petty first, and he set even more alarms.
Mm-hmm.
So, on one of the days that he did not work, I got on his phone and I went ahead and set about 20 different alarms spanning within several hours that he decided to have to listen to. So, he had to start about 5 in the morning and it went to probably about 8.
Oh, jeez.
I think by the second one, I go ahead and check the alarms and see if anything else is set.
Lindsay, if you want to up the pettiness next time you guys get into an alarm fight, go buy one at a Target or something or Walmart and then come back and then hide it. And then set the alarm so he has to get up and look for it.
Right.
Which would be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I've thought about that.
Yeah, you should do that one. That was fun.
Well, she doesn't need any assist from
petty. I'm just helping Lindsay along here.
They petty enough.
Yeah,
just
right?
In case she wants to. Hi, Faith.
Morning.
You got Petty with the chores, huh?
Yes.
What happened?
So I have to do the chores around the house, and I'm doing the laundry, uh-huh. And I absolutely hate it. So I will go and turn everyone's clothes inside out.
So fold it and put it in.
Yes, my mom recently just caught on to what I was doing, and I tried to tell her the washing machine was doing it, but she doesn't believe me, so she brought me in there and showed me how to properly fold everything.
That's Petty right there. You don't make me do laundry, I'm going to make it difficult for you when you want to wear your clothes.
It gets real frustrating when everything is, and when I'm doing laundry and everything is inside out, and I have to right side it out.
The socks and stuff.
Every once in a while, I get Petty and I fold it inside out.
Yeah, like Faith.
I'm like, I'm done. Well, I know I fold it the way it comes out.
Right.
Because it's a lot.
I know. It is. Thank you, Faith. Well played. Hi, Greg.
Hey, guys. What's going on? With mine, my six-year-old was being a jerk last night whenever I was helping to make his lunch for school today.
Yeah.
Well, I decided whenever he decided to be a jerk to me, I was going to go ahead and take his banana and punch it a bunch and smash it up inside the peel. So whenever he gets to lunch today, he's got a smashed up banana and he don't even know it.
Oh, my God. My six-year-old.
That's a dad win.
That's a dad win right there.
Greg assaulted a banana to be petty.
Hey, I made a point. You don't back talk dad.
All right.
Oh, Greg, I love you, man.
When your kids get older, you can do the same thing, Jason.
No, man, you gave me a great idea. I think I might steal that.
Assault a banana.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Anymore if you want to borrow me.
Yeah, of course. I'm going to start punching bananas, apples.
Absolutely.
All that good stuff, man. Thank you for that idea, Greg.
That's funny.
Yeah, six-year-olds can't be
jerks.
Six-year-olds are definitely jerks sometimes.
Six-year-olds being a jerk last night.
They're people, too. Six-year-olds are people, too. Thank you, Greg. You have a wonderful day, man.
That's funny.
Punch the banana. Thank you for your petty calls and text messages, Kid Nation. Hopefully, we'll be back again next Monday.
Yeah.
And don't forget, be on the lookout for Second Chance Santa. He should be arriving anytime. If you want details, you go to KidNation.com.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
My letter's Kelly coming up in just over an hour, Kid Nation. You can go to KidNation.com and write our love expert because we do it on Mondays and then again on Wednesdays.
Mm-hmm.
That's when we solve all your issues. Also, Second Chance Santa should be coming up in about 20 minutes.
All right.
That's where you tell us what you wanted for Christmas and what you got for Christmas. And Second Chance Santa will make it all better.
We'll make it happen.
Maybe he couldn't read your writing.
That's true. You know, penmanship is a lost art nowadays.
Exactly. That can happen.
Some school district, I heard, is actually making it mandatory to know how to write in cursive. Apparently, they're
bringing it back?
A lost art.
That was for me when I was in school. We had to.
I had to learn in cursive.
We had handwriting classes, yeah.
And then when I moved, they typed it out, so that was harder for me.
Yeah. I'm kind of a mix. I print a little, cursive a little.
It looks nice when you do that, you know? Let people know you got both.
Yeah.
Both going on.
Just showing off.
So I got to meet Jenna's boyfriend this weekend.
I know.
El Jefe Fabuloso. So give us the whole scoop, dog.
Jenna and my wife, Kinsey, planned a double date this weekend.
Well, when I was talking about seeing someone, Kinsey reached out immediately and was like, I got a sitter. Let's go to dinner on Saturday night. And then we were like, oh, wait, there's a big football game. So let's go somewhere to watch that.
See, my wife does these things sometimes. She'll just plan a night out.
And just tells you where to be.
And then tells me where to be. And that's fine for the most part.
And tells you what to wear.
And tells me what to wear. She does dress me. She buys my clothes and stuff. That's fine. Okay. I got a personal stylist.
It makes her very happy.
Yeah. I got a stylist.
It's pretty much every marriage, I would assume.
Which is fine. Because I like the clothes she buys me. And I like the compliments I get. But during football season, she'll do this and plan something on a Saturday. Now, she expects the football games to be Sunday because it's the NFL. But this Saturday was a big...
Big game.
Big game. It was...
Yeah. Division playoff.
It was a playoff game to go to the championship, to the conference championship. And I told Kenzie, I'm like, but why'd you plan this with Jenna? I want to be able to pay all the attention to the boyfriend and get to know him and stuff.
Right.
And she said, well, too bad. We're going out.
Yeah, and I said y'all didn't have to.
Yeah, so we compromised and we went out.
And we went somewhere. Yeah. We went to a great spot and got us a great spot to watch the game. So we actually went early so we could snag a seat somewhere cool for us to... So, you know, it was a good spot for us.
Here's how I can tell you have a good guy, Jenna, because I think, Jenna, you must have told him that I'm a big football fan.
Yeah.
He's not.
Okay.
He'll watch it.
He likes it.
He likes to watch it and stuff, yeah. But I don't think it was make or break for him as it was for me, because I was coming dressed in my jersey and stuff.
He likes to watch it. I mean, we watched the Saints game last night, too. We like to watch it, but yeah, he's...
It wouldn't ruin his night if he missed it.
Right.
And Jenna said, hey, I told him that you're a football fan, and so he reserved a spot at his favorite bar right in front of the best TV for you,
for me.
Cool. Yeah, he did.
And you guys showed up early to make sure you got the chair.
Yeah.
Okay. Which was really cool. So he already got a star because of that.
Now, how long y'all been dating at this point, Jenna?
I don't really know. I mean, not that long.
Yeah,
maybe like a month
and a half.
6 weeks.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Not
and
long.
How'd you guys meet again?
I was at a bar, and I had some drinks, and I just was like, who's that guy? And someone I was with knew him and introduced me, and he sat down, and we started talking, and that was it.
That was it?
Yeah.
What was your first impression, JC, aside from the seat reserved that he had for you?
Honestly, I was really comfortable with him right away.
Okay.
Because I don't know what it is.
That's how I feel.
It's
weird. Maybe he has something.
He reminds me of, and I don't know if it was not the same for Jenna, but he just reminds me of my family back in Mexico.
Yeah.
Okay. Just the way he looks, the way he talks.
You say he looks like your cousin or something?
He looks like my cousin, Enrique. Yeah, he looks just like my cousin. So I felt really at home as soon as we started talking.
And he started speaking in Spanish.
Yeah, it was great because I'd see if they were talking. And JC is pretty focused on the game, which was fine and expected. But sometimes they were speaking in Spanish, sometimes in English. I'm like, okay, so they're talking about things.
Did you try to out-Mexican him? Or did he try to out-Mexican him?
Okay. No, there's no out-Mexicaning anybody. But
how do you do that?
What was I supposed to do?
I'll just have a Mexi off or
Should
something.
Up wearing a sombrero?
I don't know.
It would be hard to with him.
Yeah.
I mean, he's
pretty authentic. Yeah, okay,
yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I mean,
he has a super thick accent.
We're both from Mexico, but he moved here a lot later in life than I did.
Yeah, he's only been here for 10 years.
And sometimes it's hard because I've put different girls in a situation where there's three or four people, and then there's the one person that doesn't know the people. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know Jenna, obviously. Kenzie knows Jenna, but he doesn't know the two of y'all.
Us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So is he as comfortable as you are?
Yeah, he fit right in. I mean, he was really nice to my wife. He was cool with me.
Important.
I ended up sitting next to him. I don't know why. Jenna moved and sat next to Kenzie, and I ended up sitting next to him.
Yeah.
That's normal.
Yeah, which is cool, right? So we could talk and stuff.
Guys bond.
To give you the better view of the television. That's why I moved.
Yeah. And then he told me about their vacation when you guys were in Mexico and how his family liked them a lot. Mm-hmm. And he kept speaking of Jenna, and I could see the little twinkle in the eye when a guy likes a girl a lot.
Yeah.
And it was cool to see Jenna, because eventually they did end up sitting next to each other and just the boyfriend-girlfriend chemistry going on.
Yeah, because Jenna said that the PDA, he likes the PDA.
He does.
He had the hand on the knee, not overly PDA.
Yeah.
Because we're compromising.
Yeah.
He would like a lot of PDA, and I'm often saying to him in his ear, compromise?
Yeah.
Compromise. I'm like, compromise with me? Because I am not the type to kiss a lot in public. I like a little bit of affection.
See, us Latin guys, we like to make it known which one our lady is.
Yeah. Lick all over them.
Yeah, we want to lick all over them. We like to mark our territory. We want to have our arm around you at all times so people know, hey, that dude scored.
Yeah. Good.
We're in a phase right now and I'm always, I try to be a realist, but I don't want to get ahead of myself. Mm-hmm. I'm like, does this phase, this ends at some point, right? Because we haven't gotten in an argument or even the slightest. Like, we haven't disagreed on anything yet.
Yeah.
You know, we're still really
kind of honeymoon phase.
You know, we wake up every morning like, I still really like you. I still want to, you know, I want to see you today. I want to see you today. I want to see you today.
And Big Al, he's kind of like you because at this place we went to, I think he's a regular.
Oh, okay.
He's the guy he was the most popular guy there.
Okay.
Everybody knew him. Everybody was, oh, hey, what's up, man? Hey.
Yeah, right.
Everybody came up. As soon as they walked in the door, it was straight to him. Hey, what's up? And then.
Yeah, I think he hangs out there a lot.
He introduced Jenna each time.
Okay.
Different story for each person. One lady asked, how'd you guys meet? And he goes, I just looked at her. Come on.
get your Mexican accent. Yeah.
He goes, I just look at her. And it was love at first sight.
Love at first sight.
Yeah, I'm like, tell you what, right here.
Wow.
I'm like, yeah.
No, he says this is the one that stole my heart. That's what he's.
Oh, that was another one. That was a good one too.
All right.
So he didn't say love at first sight, or he said it.
No, he said, he said both.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. He's just super. He's into it.
Yeah.
That's big.
I don't know. We'll see. Yeah, we like each other a lot right now.
It was cool too. I walk in and he did the. He knows everybody's name that works there. Forgot the guy's name. And he goes, hey, Alberto. Don't add volumen. For me, he wanted, because I said I wanted to go to a place with the volume up at the bar.
Yeah.
He told the guy to put the volume up for me.
Oh, wow. Oh.
Like he took charge.
Got some pull.
Yeah, I felt like I was on a date.
Sexy, right?
That was cool.
Are you going to date him again?
Yeah, are you going to go? Are you guys going to go on another date? That's why I really like him, though, because he seems really comfortable and confident, and that's cool with me. I've always thought, I think I've had a tendency to date people that aren't as confident, and that just creates problems down the road. So, yeah. You know, he's cool with me. He's cool with my friends. He's cool with me talking to other people. He's, you know, everything's fine for now.
And I think you need somebody to take the lead, and he does that very well.
It's interesting. I talked to a best girlfriend of mine because, you know, she married a man that I think it's hard to find a good dynamic in a relationship, and I'm strong and have a strong personality, but yet I don't want to take a lead, but yet I'm very only child independent, strong.
Right.
You know, and I would think, well, maybe I'm hard to manage like that because I'm opinionated. But I like to have a guy who respects me and what I do and my independence, yet he takes the lead. Like, yeah. I want him to order food. I want him to make a decision about things like that. So it's been a good dynamic so far.
Well, it's cool. It's cool. Man, it's cool when your friends like your friend. Because if it goes the other way,
by the way,
it can
Jesse,
be the worst.
Yes.
He said that to me multiple times when we got home. And the next day he was like, I really like your friends. Because he met y'all. And then Claudia and Steven, he's hung out with a couple of times. He's like, your friends are really great. I'm like, yeah, what else do you expect?
Of course
I'm going to have good friends.
Well, some people have jerk friends.
Yeah.
That could be a deal breaker for a lot of girls.
Absolutely.
You meet the friends and they're all jerks. And you're like, oh, I don't
deal breaker for a lot of guys, too.
Yeah.
There's something for me that I used to wait a long time introducing a guy. You know, to anyone I was with, because I just wasn't sure how he would be. Now I'm kind of like, it's efficient. I like to see how he interacts with friends.
Yeah, And he met your parents and stuff, too.
And how my friends feel, and everyone I've introduced him to.
How'd Mom Candy, how'd she like the boy?
He's so nice.
Of course.
I love him.
Candy likes everybody, though. And yeah. How about Pops?
I haven't gotten his review yet. It was just last night. So, but my dad's so funny. My dad's the type that will come down and be like, hey, man. And then he's like off. And then he's in his little recording studio. You know, like when we're there for family holidays, he'll just be like, hey, man, how you doing? And then he'll just walk off and we won't see him again. But my stepmom was out of town, so my dad actually conversed with us for quite a while. But you know, my dad asked a lot of questions. So what do you do? How long have you been here? You know, boom, 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 like that. But it's cool.
Yeah.
Because it's nice to see, you know, keep him on his toes a little bit. But it was good. It was good. Right. Everything seemed great.
Sounds good.
I don't know.
So he did bring us up, though, after...
He did. Yeah, he really liked
you.
He's
very concerned.
Yeah. He really liked you.
It's my people.
He really liked you. Definitely.
Now we got to get Kelly and Al to meet him.
Yeah.
That's the next step right there.
I don't think I've met her last boyfriend until they broke up.
Aren't we glad that's all over?
I don't think I did. I'm just thinking about it.
Unbelievable. But I will say at that time when that all happened and you're so heartbroken and people are like, Jenna, you dodged a bullet, you dodged a bullet, you dodged a bullet. Life's going to be so much better. I'm like, man, life is so much better. Things are just easy now.
Well, Jenna retired at the end of 2018 and then boom.
Took me out of retirement.
Yeah. El Jefe Fabuloso shows up just like that.
All right.
Yeah, so it was really cool hanging out with you guys. And I like them a lot. Really
cool. I'm glad.
Cool.
Okay, we'll do some in again.
And I'm glad the parents like them, too. Coming up next, though, I think I heard them pull up.
Really?
I think Second Chance Santa.
You heard the sleigh?
Is it a sleigh or a truck?
I don't know what it is.
It's a double parked sleigh.
It's got something on it.
It's a
sleigh truck. Yeah. It's got some rims on it and everything. Second Chance Santa should be joining us next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Oh, I think he's here. Hi, Second Chance Santa.
Well, good morning to the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Unlike the regular Santa, Second Chance Santa works overtime.
Oh, lots of free time in January, JC.
Oh, I bet, man. What do you like to do on your spare time when you're done with Second Chance Santa? You gotta...
I go to the beach, JC, of course.
You do?
You've been working out, I can tell.
Oh, thank you for noticing, Kelly Ransberry.
Santa's dropped some pounds.
Yeah, he has.
In the off season, I have nothing to do but hit the gym.
He looks really tan, too.
Thank you. Thank you, Miss Jenna. Hey, by the way, congratulations on the new band.
Thank you.
Jenna asked Santa for a boyfriend.
Love.
Yeah.
Unbeknownst to her, that was a Christmas gift from you, right, Santa?
Yeah.
Oh,
you work in a serious way.
Our little secret, Kelly Raspberry.
You brought him all the way from Mexico up here and gave him to Jenna, just like that. Mm. Well, Santa, would you like to talk to another person this morning?
I would love to, JC.
Hi, Rhonda. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing excellent. Now, I have Second Chance Santa right here.
Good morning, Rhonda. How are you? You just
Good
said
morning.
You're fine. Thank you. Rhonda,
what? I'm doing great after the Saints win yesterday.
Who that?
That's right.
That's almost the best present of all time right there, right?
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
There's not much traffic today, so I think there's a lot of people going to call in sick today.
Yeah. And you know what? All of New Orleans should be shut down today for celebrations.
Yeah. Yep.
Every time they won a playoff game.
For sure.
So, Rhonda, since I have Second Chance Santa right here, obviously you wrote us because you didn't get what you wanted for Christmas this year.
Nope.
Oh, poor Rhonda. What was it that you were looking for Christmas, Rhonda?
Well, all my friends have one of those Ring doorbells, and I think that's pretty cool, and I would like one of those.
Oh, the Ring doorbell.
That's easy. That's very direct. Yeah. I want.
Now, instead of that...
I want.
Instead of the Ring doorbell, what did they end up giving you?
So, my mom, Santa, couldn't find what to put in my star stockings, so she went around the house and found toothbrushes from my dentist.
Well, dental hygiene is very important, Rhonda.
So instead of a Ring doorbell, you got toothbrushes.
Yeah, so I got toothbrush and an orange.
And an orange, of course.
Oh, yes.
Got to get that.
Nothing says I love you in the holidays like an orange and toothbrushes.
Get your vitamin D.
And a few
cups. See, I mean,
and vitamin a few C. little things.
Well, Rhonda, we are happy to award you with video equipment from Ring.com right now. Here's Big Al to let you know exactly what you'll get. Well, thanks, Santa. Ring's mission. Ring's mission is to make neighborhoods safer. You may already know about their smart video doorbells and cameras. They also have floodlights with cameras. They have patio lights with cameras that protect millions of people everywhere. And with Ring, you stay connected to your home anywhere in the world. So if there's a package delivery that you don't know about, or maybe you do know about, if there's a surprise visitor, you'll get an alert and be able to see, hear, and speak to them all from your phone. Because, Rhonda, they have this HD video and two-way audio features on all Ring devices.
I love that. You could talk to them.
I need to get mine.
Yes.
So, and check this out, Rhonda. No matter how much or little equipment you start off with, you can always add more with Ring. And as a member of Kid Nation, we have a special offer for the Ring Starter Kit available right now with a video doorbell and motion-activated floodlight cam. The Starter Kit has everything you need to start building a ring of security around your home down there in Louisiana. Just go to ring.com/kid. That's ring.com/KIDD. Rhonda, we have a hookup just for you this morning, okay?
Oh, thank you, Santa.
Now, here's Second Chance Santa. Here's Second Chance Santa.
Oh, he's back. Hey, Santa.
Oh, he's back. I'm sorry.
All right.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, Big Al.
Congratulations, Rhonda. Now you got to keep those toothbrushes, that orange, and your Ring doorbell.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Thank Hold on for us, and thank you for sitting through Big Al talking. There you go.
Here's Big Al to continue with the show. I've got to go. Bye, y'all.
Bye, Santa.
Hey, I actually got to see him this time.
Cool. Yeah, what do you think of him?
Oh, man. Like you said, Kelly, he's dropped a couple of LBs.
So. Wow.
Yeah.
Couple,
yeah.
Looking good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe he'll give you a job or something?
Maybe.
You could be a Second Chance Santa elf.
A little upset he parked in my parking spot upstairs.
I heard Second Chance Santa is moving further away from the South Pole.
Yeah.
He's going to move even further south.
Really?
30 minutes further.
30 minutes further south is what he's doing. That's what he's doing. He's
moving to Waxapoli.
Just renting, though. He's just renting.
Waxapoli.
Yeah, Waxapoli is where he's moving.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Don't forget to follow us on Instagram if you want. You know, after the show's over, we still go out there. We'll live that life. You get to see what we're up to. My handle is at JSI5. Yes, I have a random weird spelling on my name.
Mine is Big Al Mac 19.
I'm Kelly Raspberry.
Yeah, no P on that raspberry.
An I-E on Kelly. KelloiRasberry.
I'm Jenna Page, PAGE.
Guess
that's the middle name, right, Jenna?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
Guess who popped up on my Instagram?
Yeah, you've been Instagramming. You're
Well, this
give us a hint.
Well, yeah, that's the only one I think of.
Yeah, that's and it's Dr. Girlfriend, my ex-girlfriend of 5 years almost. And I didn't even know she had one.
What do you mean you didn't know she had one?
An Instagram. I didn't. She's been, when we were dating, she was kind of, she really didn't get involved in social media that much.
Did she pop in your people to follow or on the feed?
Big old picture right
on the
there,
feed.
On the feed.
So you already were following her.
She probably just had an inactive account.
Maybe so.
Yeah,
she posted.
Okay,
yeah,
so she posted.
Well, she's got a wedding to plan. She's excited.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's like her and her fiance, mm-hmm. and the first of many, what did they say, holidays, whatever, I don't know. Now, I didn't go all through. I just kind of looked at it, I was like, huh. And I just kind of kept the picture, I was like, huh.
And it was her and the dude?
Yeah.
Oh.
It just kind of put me in a...
How do you feel? In a funk?
In a funk, a sad funk for a little bit.
Give you that feeling in the gut?
Yeah. So I was like, all right. So I looked at it, and I was like, it felt like an hour, but it was probably 3 or 4 minutes.
Now, most of us, Big Al, because I'm sure she tagged, most of us, unfortunately, would want to know, who is this guy? You didn't have any...
Not that they're engaged.
No, I mean, I didn't. I mean,
it's done at that point, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But still,
it just brought back a sad feeling, but it didn't make me want to investigate who he was.
Yeah, I think we've done that. If you find out someone's dating, you'll look, maybe, you know, like, what are they up to? Or there's a girl tag, I'll look. But, like, if they're engaged and you're moved on, it's like, no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. I would look out of curiosity.
I think I would, too, just because you know it's going to hurt you. You know you shouldn't.
Well, it's just interesting, too. It's like, what did they end up with that wasn't me?
Right.
I'll tell you, the best thing I ever did after that engagement was I never looked at anything. And sometimes you want to, and you want to go to the Instagram, or you want to look. I never looked at anything. I felt so much better. Every now and then, someone would send me something and be like, hey, look, what a loser. I'm like, no, I don't care. I'm not going to look. Because what does it do? It just makes you feel...
It makes you sad, but I think it's just our human...
Of course you want to.
Want to.
I'm just giving you some advice. Don't spend a lot of time stalking.
No, I didn't. Like I said, it was probably 3-4 minutes, and then I just kind of moved on. I was like, well, that's done. Yeah, I have to talk myself out of, should I? No, then, you know, no.
You're way stronger than I am, Al. Seriously, because I feel like I would have.
Yeah.
If I was in your situation, I would have dove deep into that, and I would have found myself in a funk.
Yeah. And I was already in the funk, so it wasn't going to help.
So it actually helps you not to do that.
Looking deeper was not going to help. So,
I think a lot of us wish we had that strength not to dive in.
Just there. So I just,
You just scrolled past it?
Yeah.
Did you like it?
Pull out your phone and start swiping.
No, I didn't like it. The photo?
Yeah.
No.
You going to block her?
No.
You going to stop following her?
No. I mean, like I said,
I would unfollow.
However long I've been on Instagram. Yeah. It's happened one time. Hadn't happened since.
It'll happen again. You need to stop following her.
Because if she gets heavy.
It bothers you.
Yeah, if she gets heavy into like the wedding planning and she's
posting a lot. Yeah, if it gets to that point. I don't know. It took a while for me to even change my Facebook status. It probably took a year. I never really thought about it, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I don't think about it.
I don't. Yeah. I don't even get on Facebook.
Anyway.
Have you had any dates this weekend?
No, I stayed home Friday night, and Friday's the day I was late, so I was tired from being late. And,
you were tired. Everything off.
It really did. It threw my entire day off because I woke up and I didn't shower, didn't do anything.
I was tired from being late.
So, So, and Saturday, I was maybe going to sort of try and do something, and then some fellas wanted to watch the game, and, you know, football kind of took over. So, wasn't anything going on there. Sunday, nothing. So, it was a female-free weekend, pretty much.
Just Alan Curtis.
Yeah.
Did you grunt?
Only when I sit down and stand up.
We were sitting on the couch with your hand down your pants.
Yeah,
moving's going to change your dating life.
Yeah, for sure.
You won't be able to go on dates during the week or swiping around. The range will be too far.
We were talking about where, because Al's going to have to meet girls that live where he's moving. Because he's moving pretty far.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he said his go-to is going to be the gym.
Yeah.
Which is perfect.
Probably join a gym down there. There's a big, huge gym. So
it's a good idea.
Then I'll have to work out.
Yes.
But, that's good.
New year, new you.
Yay. So... Look, I'm going to be a stud.
So you're going to be at the gym?
Months.
That's where you're going to meet your first date?
I don't know. Maybe.
Don't hit on the staff. You're going to ruin it.
Yeah. The staff is
small
opulence.
Town doesn't have that many gyms for you to choose from.
Yeah.
Right.
So don't do that. Just there's plenty of girls that go to the gym that are single.
Don't hit on the staff. Write that down.
Mm-hmm.
Don't hit on the gym staff. Got it.
I mean, I guess even if you strike out with a girl that goes to the gym, you're still going to see her quite a bit.
Yeah. That's
but at least
what
you tried.
Yeah.
But it's true. It's a good, I don't know. I go back and forth on it. I've met people at the gym, and then sometimes I'm like, I don't want to meet someone at the gym, because then it ruins the gym.
Yeah.
If it goes badly.
Yeah, that's true.
Huh. Or you have to change the hours you go.
Okay.
Or you can keep on dating.
New me.
Kelly, how was your trip this weekend? Yeah. You went to Scottsdale.
I went to Scottsdale, Arizona, which is right outside of Phoenix. I'd never been there before. It was beautiful. I can see why people want to go there. The weather is just perfect. I was looking on the forecast, and it was saying, you know, 60s and in the daytime and the 40s at night. But it was just this most beautiful air. It was clean. And there was no humidity. And my hair did so great.
Yeah.
I didn't pack any of my mousse or serums or anything. And my hair just did great. It was just awesome. And while I was there, nobody's going to care. Taylor Armstrong, former Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, was there with her husband.
Really?
And I was like, oh, Taylor Armstrong. I didn't take her picture or anything because I was trying to respect her privacy.
Mm-hmm.
And then after I left, I found out that the one that was married to Adrian Maloof, Paul Nassif, he was at the same resort.
Paul Nassif?
Yes, golfing. It's a big golfing resort.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. So it's very fun.
Whoa. Why don't you just go say hi? And just
I didn't want to bother him. What am I going to say?
I'm Kelly freaking Raspberry.
It's going to make her day any better or change her day. She probably was happy just to be able to eat her nuts and drink her little margarita at the bar.
Were people not coming up to her?
Mm-mm, no. She hasn't been on Real Housewives in Beverly Hills for a minute.
So I guarantee you she would have actually appreciated you coming up and saying I'm a big fan.
That's true. I don't say stuff to people. Why?
I don't. It's not going to change her day. And no.
Yeah.
But we celebrated our 3-year and 1-day dateiversary. First date.
Now, let me remind you, Kelly Raspberry is the one that would make fun of me for celebrating anniversaries with my wife.
We celebrate our first date anniversary.
Uh-huh.
And our engagement anniversary and our wedding anniversary. That's
three.
You celebrate first kiss, move-in anniversary.
Yeah. No, I don't.
Yeah, you
I celebrated first kiss because that was when we started a relationship. And then on my wedding.
And first.
Yeah, we met at a sushi restaurant on January 10th. And so we went to the same sushi restaurant the first couple years. We were out of town this time. So he found another sushi restaurant that was really nice.
And you don't eat sushi, right? You eat the vegetable rolls?
I eat California rolls.
Uh-huh. California rolls.
Oh, I didn't know you didn't eat sushi at all.
No.
So you don't like the...
I love California rolls, though.
You don't like
the rolls? And I always add jalapeno.
Oh, the jalapeno on sushi is so good.
Mm.
Not pickled, though. It's got to be the raw jalapeno.
Yeah.
It's got to be fresh. Little tiny, little bite.
Lots of wasabi.
Mm.
Love it.
Nothing, no drama or anything? You didn't see any crazies in Scottsdale?
No, I mean, it was just really nice. We just kind of walked around and hung out.
Is Scottsdale mountainous?
There are mountains. It's in like a valley. But the mountains, they're all kind of shrubbery right now.
Yeah.
Brown shrub. Yeah. So they weren't really pretty mountains to look at.
Yeah,
it's like deserty.
Just driven through it. I don't think I've ever really stopped.
I told you, there's beautiful people who live in Scottsdale.
Yeah.
It's
crazy.
They look like models everywhere.
Well, they have a lot of med spas there.
Yeah.
Isn't that where? No, the Grand Canyon's in Nevada, right? I always get confused with the Grand Canyon.
You want to go to the Grand Canyon?
Yeah.
He keeps bringing it up.
I keep bringing it up.
Yeah, it's on the border.
I need to figure out where it is.
Shut up.
It is. It's on the border.
All right.
Yeah.
Why don't you do that you climb the mountain?
And a girl from Lawton, Oklahoma, I saw over the weekend, she said, I'm going to bring you to Lawton, Oklahoma, and we're going to climb the mountain. So that's two things on my agenda for 2019.
We should do a road trip again.
And join the gym.
We'll do a road trip. We'll go to the Grand Canyon.
Uh-huh.
And then we'll go to your mountain and climb that thing.
Climb the mountain. And then we'll swing by the gym. I'll join the gym.
And then you'll join the gym. That's boom. Big Ass 2019.
Boy, I'm busy.
So instead of a raspberry road trip, it'll be Make Big Al's Dreams Come True road trip.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a long title for a road trip.
A West trip sounds nice.
Mm-hmm.
Except the time change.
Oh, yeah.
That's the one.
Show earlier.
Yeah,
one week of our lives. We can do it.
Yeah.
That's true. Wake up an hour or two earlier. What's the difference?
That's 2 hours.
Sorry. Yeah.
So much difference. All right. Well, glad you guys had fun in Scottsdale, Kelly. And I'm sorry you saw that picture.
All right. No, it's all right. Sorry. It's all good.
But the strength it took to not dive deep.
Yeah.
Pretty good. Speaking of love, we just dove into Big Al's love life. Let's dive into your love life, Kid Nation. You went to KidNation.com and you wrote our love expert, Kelly Raspberry. It is time for Love Letters to Kelly next.
It's the Kid Credit Morning Show.
We love getting text messages from you, Kid Nation. I got this one right here that said, is it me or do y'all sound kind of stuffed up? No, I know I'm stuffed up.
Yeah.
I got hit with the allergy train yesterday.
Yeah, it's been happening.
Like the one where you just lay on the couch and sleep it off.
Sorry, bro.
Sorry. Yeah,
it's all good, though.
You're not alone in that.
I think it's getting better.
Have you taken anything?
Yeah, I got medicine.
Take some allergy pills?
Yeah, I got these things.
What?
What is that?
Allergy relief from CVS.
Oh, my God.
Every making it out like you're going to get some name brand, some exclusive look at how J.C. cures his sinus problem.
New.
I don't need the name brand, bro.
Allergy relief.
As long as the ingredients are the same as the name brand, I'm all good. And I save about $1.39.
That's a dirty little secret.
Maybe more.
Yeah. So we're getting better. It's just a little allergies. I don't think anybody's sick in the studio. Also, is Big Al Math moving? Yes, he is moving.
Yes.
30 minutes away.
Waxahachie, Texas.
Where he already lives at. So, yeah, so if you're talking about Big Al moving, it's because...
Still here.
Because he...
Oh, yes, I'm not leaving the show I know of.
Definitely not leaving the show. No, sir. And speaking of Instagram, we were just talking about our Instagrams and what Big Al ran into on there. I saw Kinsey's post of the double date. Looked like three white people and one Latino. Sorry, JC. Ha, 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 ha.
He loves that.
That's a joke because Jenna's boyfriend's Mexican, too.
That's the thing. It looks more like one white person and three Latinos.
Kinsey's the one that looked like the white person.
Yeah.
I felt I looked very Mexican because of my beard.
I'm a disappointment. I'm disappointed in myself. We're starting our Spanish lessons this week.
Yeah?
Because... You know, I already, when I'm tan with my dark hair and I eat a lot of Mexican food, I go places and they immediately start speaking to me in Spanish.
Oh, that's great.
And I hate that I can't speak much Spanish at all.
You got to return it.
So I'm doing lessons.
Good.
Yeah, I know I have to return it and be like, no.
That's good.
No, no quiero.
I got to start. It's time.
It's never too late to start learning.
If I'm going
to
date someone that's so good with their Spanish,
Well, my wife has it too, since her last name's Chavez. So she married me. When she gets calls from bill collectors sometimes, they start speaking in Spanish. Her mail's coming in Spanish.
She just breezed over that. When we get calls from bill collectors, happen a lot.
Y'all don't get bill collectors calling you?
All the time.
Yeah, come on now. I thought we're all getting those. But come on now. All right, let's get to it. Our love expert is in the building, Kelly Raspberry.
That's me.
Let's get to it.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
Over the years, my husband's cynicism has ballooned. He always finds the downside to everything, and there's always something new to complain about. It's starting to weigh on me and bring down my attitude. I've tried to be the bubbly wife and point out the positive or make things not seem that bad, but it doesn't change his mood. I've asked him to speak with a psychiatrist, but he doesn't believe they are effective. He was on anti-anxiety medication. I think a lot of this stems from anxiety, but stopped taking them after 2 weeks saying they didn't work. When I talk to him about how I feel, he says he'll work on it, but after a week or so, things go back to the way they are. I've run out of ideas. I find myself getting mad at him every time he complains over the smallest thing or finds a con to what would normally be a happy situation. It's to the point where we end up in an argument or I just ignore him because I know I'll say something that will lead us to an argument. I'm worried one day I'm just going to get tired of him and want out Bryn.
Well, I mean, you got to draw a line in the sand for him to get help. Obviously, he needs the medication to cope. And that's the thing. People don't realize that it is affecting them because, you know, he probably doesn't feel any different. He just doesn't realize he's being as snappy. And it's just that he doesn't have this euphoric feeling. So he feels like it's not working.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I guess the best thing you can do is say, get help. Or when this happens, I am just leaving the room. And if you can't just leave the room, leave the house or something. It has to be like an immediate consequence for his negative behavior. With an adult, it's a little harder than with a kid. You can put the kid in timeout or whatever, but I mean, that's kind of hard. I wouldn't say divorce them over it, but I mean, that's your choice. But I'm saying there has to be a consequence so he sees, because if he's just, you're just being beaten down by him, there's no consequence for him. He's just living his life and doing what he wants.
He's depressed.
Yeah,
he
needs help.
To be that negative.
Yeah. He needs help. And maybe it's not depression. Maybe it's just anxiety. I don't know what he's got going on. But he's going to have to get back on meds. And you're going to have to say, this is the consequence for if you don't. If you do this to me, I'm just leaving. I'm going shopping. And that'll scare him to death.
Yeah, right.
Start spending that credit. Bringing up that credit card. That's the only thing I can suggest is people, they'll keep doing what they're going to do until it hurts them not to do it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
There has to be some pain involved for people to make a change, usually.
So if you leave, I'm going to go stay at my friend's house, my mom's house for a little bit.
I'm just saying, just leave the situation and say, okay, I'm out. I told you, I'm out.
Let me know when you take care of yourself.
I'm going to go to the spa. I'm going to go get my nails done. Just remove yourself from it. But you have to follow through with threats or they just become empty and...
Right.
They'll keep doing
There's no consequence.
Yeah. Tough.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I met this guy, and we ended up getting pregnant in the first month of dating.
Hey, I've known people that happens, and they end up happily married.
Sure.
And producing more babies.
7 months into my pregnancy, he dropped a secret on me that he lied and wasn't divorced, and he was still legally married, just separated. His divorce eventually finalized 6 months after I gave birth.
Okay.
After about a year together, he left me because distance. Which later he admitted he just wanted the freedom of being with other people. But we continued to co-parent successfully. Fairly recently, though, he approached me asking to once again try and work things out. He said that with the divorce settled and the time apart, he realized what he actually wants, and that's me. We began to rekindle things for about 3 months before I decided to give it another shot. Then, he dropped another bomb on me. During the time that we were apart, he got another woman pregnant.
Oh, my.
She was due in the next 2 weeks. Since we were not together at the time, she had gotten pregnant. I knew it wasn't my place to be upset with him over it. But secretly, I still felt betrayed that he had kept it from me, especially with how close she was due. Should I continue to try to work things out with him despite him constantly hiding things from me? And not just things, but big things? Is it justified for me to feel hurt by all this? Lacey.
Yeah, you're justified.
Yes.
Of course you're justified.
Lacey, be mad. It's fine.
I mean, I was all for the second chance until that second bombshell. Ooh. Dang, right? Now, God, that's just a lot of mess.
My man's used to looking into contraceptives.
The people really suffering are going to be these two kids.
Yeah.
I mean, so... Mm.
I mean, he's in a cycle. He keeps repeating this cycle of meeting a woman and getting her pregnant right away.
Well, maybe he has finally learned his lesson, you know? And he's like... A lot of people, when they go through a divorce, they have to get a lot out of their system.
Yeah.
He lied. I mean, I remember the first guy I went out with after my divorce was final. He lied about being separated and divorced and all that because, I don't know.
He probably thinks you're not going to date him if he's still married, so he hides that from
But I think men, they just need, and men and women too, you need to get a lot out of your system before you commit to somebody.
Yeah.
He just happened to get two girls knocked up in the process.
Yeah. Right.
Man, what a mess.
That is. That's a messy situation.
I'm really torn as to what to do. He lied to you twice.
Big lies.
Big lies.
Yeah.
Man.
Wow.
And he's going to have this other woman.
Kelly. What to do.
Because this other woman's going to be in your life for
I would
ever.
Just say you need to be by yourself you've been by yourself for a minute. As long as you're co-parenting and that's a healthy relationship. I'd let that continue for a while and keep the romantic part out of it and see where he lands next.
You want to see how the dust settles with the other girl?
See how how he responds to that. And maybe once you cut him off romantically, and that means sexually,
mm-hmm.
See how he responds to that. And you can see what he's truly made of when you cut him off in that area, I think. But I wouldn't pursue a romantic relationship with him at this point. It's just too messy.
It sounds like he would just bounce back and forth.
It's too messy.
From you and her.
Well, I'd probably go and get the third time's a charm, right?
Right, yeah.
Well, you see how he responds.
Yeah.
If he got that girl pregnant when they were on a break and he still hadn't learned he hadn't gotten it out of his system, hadn't learned his lesson. I mean, eventually everybody you hope grows up and is responsible and it just maybe, you know, how many people sleep around and there is no pregnancy? They get away with it.
Yeah.
He didn't get away with it. He happened to not get away with it twice. Lord help you if you find out it's three.
Really?
I don't know. I mean, that's a tough one, but I would cut off the romance right now until the dust settles and you can see how he conducts himself moving forward.
But definitely don't feel guilty about the feelings you're feeling. Okay to feel that way.
Right. Your dream for what you wanted is just, you have to totally reimagine your dream. That's what it is. It's more the death of a dream that you're going to have this one little happy family with you and this guy, and now your dream's completely off. You have to start over from scratch with a new dream.
Because
it's not going to be this one.
Not looking that way, Kelly.
That's tough.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you're the love expert.
I am.
I am newly single. I'm 30 years old. I stopped with the dating sites at the beginning of 2018 because I stopped with the dating sites at the beginning of 2018 because I was one of those guys that would only message but never meet up. Honestly, I don't know.
Thank you for taking yourself off of that then. That was nice. That was a mature thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's 2019. I want to try again. Mostly, I really want to find a girl because my mom has hit a point where she wants to set me up with somebody. Don't get me wrong. I love my mom, but I definitely don't want her in my dating life. I'm cute. I got good character, a good career, I have my own place. I just haven't found the drive to date, I guess. How do I get back in the game in 2019 from Donald?
You just get up to bat.
There you go.
You just do it. But you need to set a rule for yourself. If I communicate with a girl that I'm going to meet her within 1 week,
yeah.
that you text back, you text a couple times, you set the date, and you meet within 1 week. And that way, if it doesn't work out, move on to the next one. You don't waste everybody's time. And you realize you wasted a lot of people's time in 2018. New year, new you. Make that rule
yeah,
when you start,
sure.
when you communicate. And don't communicate with 20 girls. Maybe like with me, it was five.
Yeah.
I do five at a time because that was manageable.
Yeah.
And I could, you know, set up those dates within a week or two, because sometimes your schedule doesn't work out, but at least you've set the date, you know, within that week's time, you've set the date.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I would, but if you're swiping right and communicating with 20, it's impossible.
It really is.
So do something's manageable. Maybe three is what you can manage, five, whatever. But within a week, if you have not set a date, that should be your goal, is to set a date within the week. And then you can move on from there or build something. But the only way you're going to do it, get back into it, is just to step up to the plate and take a swing, right?
And don't just rely on the online dating, too. I was talking to my buddy, and I thought this was a really good idea because he's been single and he wants to find a girl on the, and Bumble hasn't been working. So he said, I gave myself the assignment to say hi or start a conversation with at least five women a day.
Perfect.
Yeah. I see that.
And then through that, maybe a date can happen.
Love that.
And when he said that, I was like, dude, that is one of the smartest things I've ever heard.
Perfect.
Put yourself out there. Talk to five people that you wouldn't regularly talk to.
Gas station, grocery store, whatever.
Yeah. And through that conversation, maybe you get a phone number, and that phone number turns into a date, and then boom.
Yeah.
Which I thought was a cool idea.
Mm-hmm.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you're the love expert.
I am.
I've been with my husband for 8 years. We've been married for four. And last night, he just told me that I wasn't his first choice to get married to.
Oh,
why would he do that?
No.
Y'all had a fight? What?
We have two kids, and he wants another one, but I'm good. We have enough trouble with the two we have, and now this. What do you think I should do, Amanda?
Well, I mean, y'all just probably had... It sounds like y'all had a fight, and things were said that you can't take
choice.
Back. You
got
to be so
that?
Careful when you fight.
That to someone.
That's your wife.
That's somebody trying to hurt you in the deepest way possible.
You're my first choice.
You were my third.
Wow. It's so hard
you
to get over things when people
hard.
Say things like that.
It is hard. When you say things in anger and then you go back the next day and say, I didn't mean it. No, you meant it when you said it. That's the truth. So don't go back and say, I didn't mean it. But you need to, when you've both calmed down, get the kids out of the house, have a coffee date or a date night, get the in-laws, somebody, y'all need to sit down together and talk about that. Because, and he's probably going to say, I didn't mean it, I was trying to hurt you, but y'all have to have some ground rules for fighting. I think that's very important.
Don't
leave him. I mean, what good is that? And then you're going to be a single mom raising two kids? At least talk to him. But when you're both calm, not when you're still fired up about it.
Just tell him you're not, he wasn't your first choice.
No,
yeah.
What's tit for tat? What
tell him you're not the best lover I ever had.
Burn.
Why would you say something like that? You can never take that back.
Exactly. You got to think about what
you're
saying.
You say, I take it back, I didn't mean it, but that's in their brain forever.
Yeah.
So just calm down, have a nice long talk with him and tell him how much it hurt you.
How about call him the wrong name during, you know.
No, Alan. I'm Al.
It's Alan. You call him the wrong name.
Yeah. You know how hard it is working with an Al and living with an Alan.
Yeah.
Do you call him Al sometimes?
Alan, Al? Al, yeah, I'll say Al sometimes.
Really?
It's Alan. Al, Alan.
During lovey time?
Moment?
No.
Yeah.
Never. I've never made that.
You've never gone,
you're
Al.
A big
you
Al.
You want to stay away from names during intimacy.
That's why I go baby and honey.
No.
Sugar.
I say full names.
Sugar.
Sugar. Hey, sugar. Lover.
Sugar.
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 Hey, baby.
What?
Hey, baby.
Oh, you're talking about Kelly?
Yeah.
Oh, me? Oh, hey.
Hey.
All right. Thank you, love expert Kelly Raspberry. And today's love letters to Kelly was brought to you by Legacy Box, by the way.
Some tough letters today. Legacy Box, I'm so excited.
Uh-huh.
Over the holidays, I would have loved to have pulled out my old family videos and shown them to Alan and the kids. That would have been fun, right?
Right.
Except all of my home movies are on VHS tape.
What's that?
Right. I can't show anything. And before that, my parents had them transferred from reel to reel to VHS tape back in the day.
Wow,
man.
So there's no way for us to watch any of them. And that's why I ordered Legacy Box. Legacy Box sends you a box.
Yeah.
And basically, you put your old VHS tapes, if you have old camcorder tapes, if you have those reel-to-reels that you set up with the movie reel, everything. Before old pictures that are starting to fade, you know, the ones that have passed down, they start getting really light, they're almost faded, to they're almost gone.
Yeah.
Legacy Box can preserve all of those for you. They can put them on thumb drives. They can put them on a DVD. You could do a digital download. They send you the box with all these labels. You just label all your stuff. It's super, super simple.
Okay.
Stick it all back in the box, mail it off. They do the rest. They send you up to 12 emails along the way to keep you up to date on how your progress is. They send you back the digitized versions and the originals.
So you
don't lose those. Yeah. It's really, really neat. Easy to follow. And I think, personally, as you're getting organized in the new year, it's a great time to organize that part of your life. Save these memories before they're gone forever. So why don't you go to legacybox.com today. Get started. And for a limited time, they're offering our listeners an exclusive discount when you go to legacybox.com/kid, special web address. You'll get 40% off your first order.
Nice.
Go to legacybox.com/KIDD and you'll save 40% today and get started preserving your past.
Thank you, Kelly.
It's the Kid Credit Morning Show.